is Josh Chirpin, the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting February 4th, 2011. And Mother Nature has thrown a monkey wrench into the Rhino plans for this weekend schedule at home versus the Texas Junior Brahmas. Here's the report. The series will begin Sunday at 9 a.m. Repeating, the three-game series begins Sunday at 9 a.m., followed by Monday at 7:30 and Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. also. So again, face-off 9 a.m. Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Monday and Tuesday against the Texas Junior Brahmas. For those out of town, this has been a rough week in El Paso. The weather turning very cold, 45 degrees below normal, and plenty of burst water pipes and all kinds of problems with that. So as we also duck something called rolling blackouts, I still have electricity. We did manage to get a couple of players, Ben Henney and Trent Casper, got them on the line. Let's go to the phone. Ben, a big series coming up. It got kind of delayed because of the weather, but you're duking it out with the Texas Brahmas right now. It's anybody's race. How do you size up this weekend and into next week's contest with these guys?
Well, it was a big series because they were following us right behind us in the standings and points, and we need to stay head-to-head with Boulder, so we're going to have to go into this just like it's playoff, and every game counts.
And what about the practices this week? I know here in El Paso we've had some of the weather interruptions, but the intensity of the practice, you're a veteran on this team.
Yeah. Practices have anything, been about the same, if not harder, going into this week. Even with the weather, we canceled in the morning, but we ended up coming back in the afternoon when it was safer for us to drive.
Now that you guys have seen the Texas Brahmas in action before, and you kind of know these guys, what do you expect and what adjustments are you making?
No adjustments. We're just going to go in there and play our game the way we like it. They're a rough physical team, and we'll go in there and clash heads.
Now, in the sense of the actual game itself, at this point, I mean, you're talking about this playoff sense. Let's take a look at your position. You're a veteran, and what you're telling the guys out there in front of you.
In this playoff sense, well, we're just going out there, and it's a must-win game. Every shift, we need to battle and win that shift. Win the shift, we'll win the period. Win the period, win the game.
One of the reasons you guys are here is to improve and go to the next level. Yourself and second year here, the improvements you're seeing in some of the basics, the passing, the stick handling, things like that. We're into February. This is crunch time. What improvements are you seeing?
Everything's coming together quite nicely. Like at the beginning of the season, everything starts out rough, new faces, new people. But now that we've gotten to know everybody, everything's coming to close. Like we're getting there. We're there.
And your prediction for this weekend's series, what can the fans watch for?
Rough game. It's going to be physical hockey.
Trent, let's open up this way. A big series coming up with the Texas Junior Brahmas. What do you expect from them?
Well, I saw them the first night I got down here before I got injured. They're a hard-hitting team. They like to use their wingers, and they work hard every shift, and they make sure they bring the pressure to cause turnovers. And it just looks like it's going to be a good matchup this weekend.
It's interesting. You, the goalie who have to face these guys, you seem quite excited when you mentioned good matchup. What is it that gets you excited about a team like this?
Well, it just means that, you know, it's going to be a good matchup between us and them. We're going to be hard-hitting. They're going to take some shots. They'll have a chance to make some saves. Just stuff like that.
Yourself, the progress, you came to town, got a little banged up after the first game, back out on the ice. You've had a strong run during January and into February. Yourself, why is your game peaking right now?
They keep me around just to stop the puck and stuff. You know, we've had such a good run lately that, you know what, they just kept with me. And, you know, a good run, you know, there's nothing that anybody else can do when a team's on a run other than try and stop the run.
So when you get back to practice, yes, you've got the winning streak going. You get back to practice during a good run. What are you telling those guys who will be out in front of you?
Well, you just got to make sure we keep doing the simple things. You know, we don't want to get too complicated. You know, we got to keep doing what we're doing that's kept us on this run. You know, we got to make sure we lock it down defensively before we move into the offensive zone like we've done all year. When we've struggled, we've not been playing good defensive zone, and we can score with any team in the league. It's just how you play defensively that keeps these runs going.
You mentioned scoring with any team in this league. And as you work as a team and you get into these tighter games, and I'm saying tighter for a reason, when you got four teams bunched up going for first, usually these are not high-scoring games. So from a goalie's viewpoint, how does that change the strategy?
You know, you just got to go out every night and expect seeing lots of shots. And, I mean, everybody's good in this league. So you just got to expect the best, and you got to prepare for everybody the exact same. You can't give a night off in this league.
And in terms of what you'd be telling the fans coming out starting Saturday night, Sunday morning, Monday evening, what to expect, what would your message be?
My message would be just come out and cheer. You know, we're on our streak, and we really need our fans to come out to support us as we make our run towards first place and towards the Thorn Cup.
That's El Paso goalie Trent Casper. A reminder, fans, Sunday's game, 9 a.m., Monday, 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., we'll see you there. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.